Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Katrina Husky and Amanda Fitzwater. They both work at the Butler County Health Department in Poplar Bluff. Katrina as an HIV case manager and Amanda as a prevention specialist. They spoke about some of the stigma around HIV that continues to exist in their community and about how that sometimes is impacting treatment. Here's Katrina.
Anywhere you're going to have misconceptions, like even in big cities, but I feel like it's worse here. Even when I started this job, I had family members that were nervous about me having a job working with folks with HIV because they just really didn't understand HIV in general or people with HIV. I had actual family members that were nervous about me getting HIV when I was doing like testing and things like that. We still face all of that stigma and no education here.
Yeah, and I think, like, when you're out there teaching on this stuff and people start, like, saying those bad things or they're like, oh, you can get it from this. You know, I still hear, oh, I can get it from the toilet seat or drinking after someone. Sometimes I get a little aggravated because, you know, there's people who are living with HIV. They have to hear this. And if it's making me mad, I'm sure it's making them upset. And so, like Katrina said, you know, when I first got this job, there was a lot of stigma and people were like, ooh. So I think the stigma in the rural communities is so big and they just don't understand it. I always think, well, the 80s was such a big scare for them. I think it just keeps rolling into the newer generations, really.
And people also don't think that it affects them. Like, people think that they don't know anyone that has HIV, but I promise you, you do. You just don't know it. Like, one thing I always think about is, like, in the 80s, there was no medication. And then up until, what, like, 92, 94, there was no good medications. I think about all my people. We have a close to 80 clients and, like, how the medications affected them and made it so they could live longer, happier, healthier lives. I mean, without that medication or access to that medication and healthcare, most of them wouldn't even be here.
Yeah. And, I mean, we've had instances where we've seen someone, you know, go in for help in a medical facility and get misdiagnosed, and then he's so sick he ends up dying. I mean, it's those things that the education is so important. I mean, that was such a terrible case that we seen. I mean, it was just heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was the medical community didn't even recognize the symptoms. A client had all the classic symptoms of HIV, had it for a long time and didn't know it, and went to the hospital 3 different times and was misdiagnosed. And unfortunately, I don't think they cover a lot of that in nursing school as much as they should. I think they go over it for a short time.
But I think it's something that's so prevalent and so important. I mean, even if they're touching base on PrEP, I think that's a huge thing, too, that these nurses and doctors need to know about is PrEP. What's sad is we've noticed that some doctors in our area, people who are well-educated, don't think that HIV is in our area. I mean, we've seen that several times. It's not here. Why do I need to be testing for it? But it is.
That was Amanda Fitzwater and Katrina Husky from the Butler County Health Department in Poplar Bluff, speaking about HIV stigma in their community and about how that's impacting access to medical care. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.